Ballenstein and Lafferty, and they turn it over right in front. Levi makes a big stop. There's a great chance right in front of the net for Red Bulls, Philippe Vareka.
Saving the game right there with Dan Dunleavy on the call. Brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Honda dealer today. Combined shutout for Lukanen and Levi. On the offensive side, Buffalo getting 5 goals, including this one from the hometown kid. Here's J.J. Paterka in the third.
Possession for Thompson. He's got a man wide open to the far circle. Shot scores. There it is. J.J. Paterka. In his hometown and their new home rink gets a goal, and the Sabres are up 5-0, and the smiles say it all.
Great moment for J.J. Paterka. We're going to call that our goal of the game. Brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. Welcome into the postgame. Brian Colziel with you here on the Sabres Radio Network. We'll get to Paul Hamilton in just one moment. 5-0 Sabres, combined shutout for Lukanen and Levi. Lafferty, Thompson, Cousins, Quinn, and Paterka, the goal scorers here as we get to your final stats. Brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots end up 38-15 in favor of the Sabres. Buffalo getting one goal on the power play in this game tonight. They take 2 penalties in the game, and Red Bull takes 4. And as I said, a combined shutout effort between Levi and Lukanen, as those two guys now will head into the regular season for their next game. For this group of players, the next game will be the real one for the regular season, game 1 and 2 in Prague against New Jersey next Friday and Saturday. For the rest of the Sabres that are back here stateside, 2 more games, essentially the Amerks and the prospects. They've got a game tomorrow in Columbus and then a game Monday at home against Detroit. All right, we'll set the schedule coming up in a moment. But first, Paul Hamilton here. Paul, what overall the thoughts on this game from Germany today? Obviously, the Sabres getting it done nicely with a 5-0 win.
Yeah, they did exactly what they had to do in the game. I mean, they played hard. They put a lot of pressure on, which caused numerous turnovers. And if I'm being quite honest with you, I mean, Red Bull probably isn't even as good as a AHL team. So, you knew you were coming in at the much better team. But we've seen for 2 games now an AHL team, the Rochester Americans, do very well against some teams that did have some NHL players in the lineup and won both games and actually dominated the game in Ottawa. So, Buffalo still had to come out and play hockey, which they did. Numerous power plays. They were zipping it around, but they didn't convert on, as many as maybe you would have thought they would on the power play. But overall, you had to like what you see in all 3 games that this group played as a group. And, I mean, they scored 6 and 7 goals, again, against teams that didn't have NHL players against them. But what I'm trying to say is they played hard. They played the way Lindy Ruff wants them to play in all 3 games. There were a couple of times that they had some slip-ups, but they got out of it quickly. That's the thing. All right, you didn't play well for 10 minutes. All right, you didn't play well for 15 minutes, but you figured it out. Whereas there would be long stretches of bad play in past years. So, that's a good sign, but you have to keep in mind it was only preseason against 3 inferior teams. And, you did what you had to do against those 3 inferior teams. But now the real thing comes up, and it's the New Jersey Devils. It's not the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, or it's not Red Bull. It's the New Jersey Devils, and it's going to be a huge step up.
Well, Paul, a cool moment for J.J. Paterka there and for the German fans. I kind of agreed a little with Rob Ray. Was hoping that Red Bull would get a goal just to let the crowd explode and be excited. But they got at least a chance to be excited for their hometown kid to score there as Paterka scored early in the third.
Devin Levi is never going to talk to you again. But
I wanted to see it for them,
But yeah, it was great for Paterka. It was great for Paterka there. He missed the net on a wide open net. I mean, Tuck threw it over to him on a power play, and he just mishit it. I mean, he had the whole net and shot it wide, and you could see how disappointed he was, and you could hear the fans how disappointed they were, that didn't happen either. But he was able to you know, make up for it, scoring the goal from the circle, where, again, the Sabres just produced numerous turnovers with the pressure they put on. This time it was Tuck putting the pressure on, and if that was a goal in North America, Tuck would have had an assist, just like when Quinn scored after Benson blocked a shot. That would, in North America, be an assist. They didn't get it. I have given them assists on my score sheet. That, not that they care, but definitely
just as
was.
Long as my fantasy lineup reflects your scoring sheet, Paul. That's what I want to know.
Well, they did add an assist on the Lafferty goal, which has been had been unassisted for a lot of the game. But Abe Kubel, at least, was given an assist that was added on that goal. But It was Tuck that did all the work, and it did hit his stick on the way over to Thompson, who quickly saw Paterka all by himself in the circle. And when J.J. Paterka's over in that circle, he's not going to miss. And in three games in the preseason, J.J. Paterka had 4 goals and 2 assists. Not too bad.
Yep. A combination shutout for Luukkonen and Levi. I know not tested a ton, Paul, just 15 shots in total. All they can do is just stop them all, right? So I guess on the goaltending side of things, there's nothing else really to say there other than just good job. You did what you could do, which is shut them out.
I think once each goaltender had a guy coming in on him. Former Sabre Tobias Reeder had some great chances on Luukkonen, a couple of them wide open in the slot, and he made the saves. And there was a turnover that was a bouncing puck on Clifton that wound up getting a guy coming in all alone on Levi, and he was able to make this save on that one too. So they didn't have a lot of work. They didn't have a lot of golden opportunities against them, but they had a few. And sometimes it's harder for a goaltender when you're just standing there, and next thing you know, a guy's coming in on you, on a breakaway or something like that, to be able to make the save. So both remain sharp on that. I had talked about Paterka had 6 points for the preseason. For this group, played 3 games. Benson had 5 points. He had a goal and 4 assists. And Joakim Harju had 5 points with a goal and 4 assists. So there were some guys in there that maybe you weren't thinking were going to be high in the point list in preseason. But again, preseason against inferior competition, I'm not expecting Sam Lafferty in the first three games to have 3 points. Maybe. I'm just not expecting it.
The shots are 40-17 now on the score sheet. So I know I said that a little earlier, but they've added a couple more to Buffalo and added, I think, 2 more to Red Bull. So 40-17.
At least one thing remains the same, whether we're in the NHL, Germany, or whatever. They don't know how to keep shots.
Yes. Paul, I was very excited to see one of the officials was Yannick Koziel with the exact same spelling as my name today. So I'm sure he did a wonderful job.
I was
nothing
say,
bad to say about the officiating.
It looked like he was trying to throw the game for Germany, so that's what I would expect out of a name like that. So, no, I'm just kidding. He wasn't trying to throw the game.
That's right. Yeah,
I don't want him suing me.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So hopefully some long-distance cousin there is working that game. All right, so what do you think now? I mean, I know you expressed maybe concern's not the right word, but at least something to bring up that these goalies aren't going to play now until next Friday. This team's not going to play until next Friday. It's a little bigger break than maybe what they get normally before the regular season opener when they have a normal preseason setup. Obviously, this year much different with the Europe trip in here. But next for this group, Paul, is the real thing, as you said. So, you know, even though we have 2 preseason games left for the Amerks/Prospects group in the Sabres organization, for this group, where it matters the most at the NHL level, their next game is the real one next Friday in Prague against New Jersey.
It is. And if Lindy Ruff, you know, wants to give them a bit of a break here and give them the rest of the weekend off, you know, I think he can. I don't even know. As I said, I don't know if they're leaving now. The time there is 11:07. So they may want them just to get to bed and leave for Prague tomorrow. That would be a travel day. Maybe let them. Lindy Ruff is a guy, at least he used to be, he likes to get them off a plane and on the ice. I remember we went to Edmonton one time. We went straight from the plane to the ice, whereas usually now they practice before they get on the plane. He wanted to leave early, get there, and get the cobwebs out. All right, let's hit the ice, guys. It's only 2 or 3 in the afternoon here. Let's hit the ice. We've had a long flight. So he might want to do that. He might have him skate on Sunday and then, you know, give him Monday off and then get ready for a Friday game. But, you know, they've been working very hard. It wouldn't shock me if he gave him the weekend off and then back to work on Monday to get ready.
All right, Paul. I know you love predictions, so I won't ask you here. So maybe we'll save that for some conversations coming up Saturday and Monday.
I predict that somebody in the National Hockey League will win the Stanley Cup.
Yes. It's probably a safe bet.
So I did that for you.
All right, Paul.
I did make a prediction for you.
Yes. Well, I may ask you some thoughts on what may happen in the regular season. So just be ready for that over the next over these last two preseason games. So don't act like it'll be a surprise. I won't call it a prediction, though. I'll word it in a different way.
Are you saying since we're watching the Rochester Americans in preseason, we'll have time to have conversations about other
things? We will, for sure. That's right.
I was a little disappointed you had the conversation about the WNBA without me. I mean, I've watched every game that Caitlin Clark's played on TV so far. I really do enjoy watching her play.
And this afternoon the league did that she was Rookie of the Year. And, you know, there were players that said coming in that it would take a while for her to adjust and, you know, not to get too excited. Well, she clearly handled it well.
Yeah.
She did very well.
And, you know, that whole team was kind of fun to watch after they kind of got used to each other. They weren't used to a girl that can pass the ball like she can. So they weren't ready for passes. And that's why Caitlin Clark had like 10, 12 turnovers because her teammates, they didn't have time to practice. They got thrown right into games. It was 2 weeks before they ever had a practice. You know, and once they had a week off and were able to practice, then all of a sudden we got to see the magic of Caitlin Clark and to see that actually she had some teammates that are pretty good basketball players. So it was fun to watch.
I agree. Iowa State football playing tomorrow, Paul? They better be.
They are. They're at Houston to start their Big 12 schedule. They're 18th in the nation. Houston is not.
What time is that game? Is that a 3:30?
Good question. I believe that it's on FS1. I believe it's around 6 or 7, somewhere in there.
All right. Well, don't forget, you're going to join me tomorrow about 6:45 for pregame. So don't forget that.
And we'll just have an Iowa State pregame, and we'll talk about the Iowa State game, and we'll watch that.
Sure. Everybody will be tuning in for that, yes. Thank you, Paul.
No, we'll be DVRing and we'll watch it after the Sabre game.
There's the professionalism that I always know from Paul. All right, Paul, enjoy your Saturday. We'll talk tomorrow on pregame about 6:45.
Sounds great. Talk to you then.
All right, Paul Hamilton with us here. Yes, join us for the Steve Foley Law pregame show tomorrow. I'll be on 6:30, and we'll be back on our normal flagship, WGR in Buffalo. We'll have a couple of more pregame interviews, and then, like I said, Paul around 6:45 to talk a little bit more about the Sabres preseason. With two more left, the AHL Amherst group tomorrow going to play in Columbus, and we'll have it for you down at our sister station in Buffalo on WGR. If you're listening today on the Bet 1520, make sure you're there with us tomorrow for the Steve Foley Law pregame at 6:30. 5-0, our final. Before we go to say goodbye here, we want to get one more scoreboard update in as we check the scores from around the NHL, brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Well, there's no other scores to tell you about because the next game doesn't start till 6 p.m. Eastern time in Raleigh. Carolina and Florida going at it there. Three games at 7. Chicago's at Detroit, Columbus and Washington, and the Islanders host the Devils at 7. Two games at 8. Colorado at Dallas, Winnipeg at Minnesota. 10 p.m., two games. Seattle hosts Vancouver and Vegas hosting Utah. By the way, Nashville and Tampa were supposed to play tonight, postponed due to the hurricane and the storm down in the southeast. I know we were just kind of joking with Paul about Iowa State football. I bet you there will be some college games postponed. The southeast right now is kind of a mess with that storm. So if anybody has family or friends that live there, thoughts with you there as seeing some of the devastating pictures and videos. Wow, it is the real deal, that storm that's coming through the southeast right now. All right, there's your scores. Our score again, 5-0 Buffalo. And that will put a wrap here on our postgame for us here on the Bet 1520. Want to thank Evan and Dan back in our Amherst studios for their work tonight. Thanks to Tom Maddy, our engineer, Paul Hamilton, our reporter, and for Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Colziel. The final again from Munich, Germany. The Sabres beat Red Bull Munchen 5-0. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. We'll talk to you tomorrow night, 6:30 on WGR with pregame Sabres and Blue Jackets right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.